American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 2B. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Read the words that are underlined in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Residence. Residence. Relations. Relations. Neighborhood. Neighborhood. Resided. Resided.
Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
Come on, and I'll show you around my hometown. It's not like New York or Chicago. Life here hasn't changed much in the last 50 years, and that's the way the residents like it. There's hardly any traffic, no big industries, not one shopping mall, and the only movie theater in town closed a few years ago. Unfortunately, there are not many jobs either, so a lot of the young folks had to move away to the city to find work. I know all the people in town by their first names, but that's no surprise. Most of them are my relations. Look, here's my old neighborhood. My parents still live in that big old white house down the street where they've resided for the last 40 years. And what about these trees? They've been here for 100 years. Well, let's sit down and catch our breath before we go on to town.
Now listen to some questions and answer them. Then repeat the correct answers.
What do we call the people who live in a town or city? Repeat. We call them residents. How is life in this town different from that in the cities? Repeat. There's hardly any traffic, no big industries, and no shopping malls. Why did many of the young people move to the city? Repeat. They moved to the city to find jobs. Explain how the speaker knows all the residents by their first names. Repeat. Most of the residents are his relations. Where did he go to see his parents' house? Repeat. He visited his old neighborhood. How many years have his parents resided in the same house? Repeat, they've resided in the same house for 40 years.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Brave. Brave. Cafe. Cafe. Booth. Booth. Flavor. Flavor. Courage. Courage.
Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
Here we are at the town square. That's the courthouse in the middle of the square. See that statue in front of the fountain? It was put there to honor all the brave men of the town who fought for our country's independence. That'll tell you just how old this town is. Here's one of my favorite spots, the Town Square Cafe. I've been coming here since I was a boy. My dad and I would have breakfast here every Saturday morning. I'd sit and listen to all the men talk about business and what was going on in the world. Well, have a seat. This is my favorite booth. See this? I carved my name in this tabletop when I was a teenager. How about a milkshake? They're the best in the county. What flavor do you like? You can't beat the chocolate. Well, that's just about it. Not too much to see, but I'll tell you, as soon as I can sell my house in the city, I'll be back here for good. You know, it's taking a lot of courage for me to give up a good job and start over here in my hometown. But money can't buy the kind of memories I have from my childhood. They're the kind of memories I want my children to have when they're my age.
Now listen to some questions and answer them. Then repeat the correct answers.
What building is in the middle of the town square? Repeat. The courthouse is in the middle of the town square. Who does the statue in the town square honor? Repeat. It honors the brave men who fought for the country's independence. What would the speaker do every Saturday morning when he was a boy? Repeat. He would have breakfast with his father at the Town Square Cafe. Where is the speaker going to sit in the cafe? Repeat, in his favorite booth. What flavor of ice cream does the speaker recommend? Repeat, he recommends chocolate. What will the speaker do as soon as he sells his house in the city? Repeat. He'll move back to his hometown. Will it be easy for the speaker to move back to his hometown? Repeat. No, it'll take a lot of courage to give up a good job and start over.
Look at figure 3. The box contains some examples of adjective-preposition combinations. Take a few seconds to study the combinations. Now go to Figure 4. Listen and repeat the adjective-preposition combinations and sentences.
Number 1. Bored with. I'm bored with watching television. Number 2. Full of. The sky is full of stars tonight. Number 3. Qualified for. When I graduate, I'll be qualified for the job. Number 4. Exhausted from. I'm exhausted from studying all night. Number 5. Ready for. I didn't study. I'm not ready for the test. Number 6. Upset about. John's upset about losing his homework. Number 7. Proud of. Bob is proud of his good score. Number 8. Mad at. I'm sorry, don't be mad at me.
Look at Figure 5. Complete each sentence by writing the adjective you hear and the preposition which should follow it. Look at the example. Glad. The preposition which should follow glad is about. Repeat. Jim is glad about getting the job. Listen. Then write the adjective you hear and the preposition which should follow it in the blank.
Number 1. Proud. Repeat. Mark is proud of his sports car. Number 2. Worried. Repeat. Mom is worried about the storm. Number 3. Exhausted. Repeat. Bruce is exhausted from the race. Number 4. Full. Repeat. The closet is full of clothes. Number 5. Mad. Repeat. Mary is mad at Sam for leaving early. Number 6. Ready. Repeat. My suitcases are packed. I'm ready for the trip. Number 7. Polite. Repeat. Children should be polite to adults. Number 8. Afraid. Repeat. The child is afraid of the dark. Number 9. Famous. Repeat. That restaurant is famous for its food. Number 10. Crowded. Repeat. The stores were crowded with shoppers.
Go to Figure 6. Read the questions. Now listen to a conversation. You will answer the questions after you hear the conversation the second time.
Hi, Paul. Come on in. The game doesn't start until 5:18, but I don't want to miss any of the pregame activities.
Me either. I've been waiting for this football game for months. This is my favorite game of the year.
I know what you mean. Have some popcorn. What would you like to drink?
Oh, a soft drink's fine. Let's get everything we need from the kitchen now so we don't have to leave the TV. I don't want to miss anything.
Good idea, but we still have a little time. Right now, they're just showing scenes from past Super Bowl games. Isn't that Roger Staubach?
Yeah. He was great, wasn't he?
No kidding. Say, is this Super Bowl 24?
No, this is Super Bowl 25.
You know what I heard? I heard that they broadcast this game to more than 50 countries all over the world.
That's right. American football is getting more popular than ever.
Listen to the conversation again. While you are listening, write the answers to the questions.
Hi, Paul. Come on in. The game doesn't start until 5:18, but I don't want to miss any of the pregame activities.
Me either. I've been waiting for this football game for months. This is my favorite game of the year.
I know what you mean. Have some popcorn. What would you like to drink?
Oh, a soft drink's fine. Let's get everything we need from the kitchen now so we don't have to leave the TV. I don't want to miss anything.
Good idea, but we still have a little time. Right now, they're just showing scenes from past Super Bowl games. Isn't that Roger Staubach?
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
No kidding. Say, is this Super Bowl 24?
No, this is Super Bowl 25.
You know what I heard? I heard that they broadcast this game to more than 50 countries all over the world.
That's right. American football is getting more popular than ever.
Now answer the questions and repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. What event are the men watching on TV? The answer is, they're watching a football game, the Super Bowl. Number 2. What time does the game begin? The answer is, it begins at 5:18. Number 3. What is the number of this Super Bowl? The answer is, it's Super Bowl 25. Number 4. To how many countries do they broadcast the game? The answer is, they broadcast the game to more than 50 countries.
Look at Figure 7. The syllable stress of some words may change when suffixes are added to the word. Listen to Part A of a dialogue, then respond by reading Part B. Number 1.
If you're a student of American history, you should go to Philadelphia.
Number 2.
Will you be able to supervise all the employees?
Number 3.
You'll have to stop at the gate and identify yourself.
Number 4.
I need to refer to a good source for this report.
Number 5.
The editor is writing his opinion of the situation.
Number 6.
I hope you'll consider me for the job.
Number 7.
His paintings are not original. They only imitate those of famous artists.
Number 8.
Sir, how shall I classify these documents?
This is the end of tape 2B, book 29.